Hey, what's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with the Video Game Bang Podcast. Thanks for joining us. You could be anywhere on the internet, but you're here with us, and we thank you for it. We have a great show lined up for you all today. We're talking about some of the biggest video game news to rock your world. If you got some time, check us out on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. On Facebook, facebook.com/videogamebangbang. There's a Tumblr out there somewhere, a Google Plus, if you're those kind of people. Oh, and by the way, Video Game Bang official t-shirts are available now in the Nerd Reactor store. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of Video Game Bang!
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If an ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Hey, what's up, pizzas? It is Corey Vincent back again in your life with the Video Game Bang podcast. How you like that music? Aaron, you like it?
Yeah, I like this. What is that?
It's pretty tight.
Thought I heard a little extra in there.
It's a little stank.
Wow.
So this is the video.
Sounds like a turkey.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Wow. You didn't hear that?
I didn't even introduce him first, and he's already talking. He is joining us on the show regular. He's been demoted. He used to run the show last week. Steven Gutierrez, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? I know you missed me.
And I guess I could say if we were League of Legends characters, he would be... Garen? David Ng.
Me? I'm Garen?
Yeah, you're kind of like the...
I thought you would have had him like a sorcerer or something.
I thought we were giving Steven...
Yeah, I know, for a second. Oh. But I wouldn't be a League character. I'd be a Smite character.
There it is. Yeah,
you are not a god, sir. You are not a god.
Hello, everyone.
If you forgot about me,
hello. He walked all over David Ng. David Ng, my childhood friend. And as always, Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
Nobody cares.
So check us out, everybody. We have a Nerd Reactor. We are on Nerd Reactor.
Yeah, we have a Nerd Reactor.
We have a Nerd Reactor in our basement. It is fueled by nerds.
Nerdreactor.com. What are you reacting to?
Really? Just going to steal my...
I came up with that.
I wonder if they're going to actually adopt
really?
That.
Aaron stole that last week.
I did too. I'm not gonna
oh
lie.
My God.
It's good.
Get it trending. Hashtag.
John Wynn.
What are you reacting to?
John Wynn.
You should probably pick that one up.
He probably hates it.
He's probably like...
This is bullshit.
They get the only easy one.
Yeah. We have iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are on Zune Marketplace. We are on everywhere you can find podcasts.
The corner.
And if we're not, Podbean. Let us know.
We are right behind you.
We just started selling it out the trunk of our cars.
CDs.
Selling this free podcast.
Yeah.
Podcasts.
I mean, that seems to be the trend, right? Sell
free
stuff.
People love selling free stuff. Dick.
Wow.
You know what? And that's the thing,
too. You talking about Grayson?
Yeah, Dick Grayson. Judge Reinhold.
How dare you talk about Judge Reinhold? He is a saint, sir.
Well, we've had an exciting couple of weeks. We've been going to cons. We've had all these huge interviews. We've been taking some time just to relax, do the show the way we want to do the show. So we're just going to get back to the basics, just the meat and potatoes of the show. We're gearing up for E3 come June. Aaron and I will be making the trip down to L.A., so we're excited about that.
Yeah, very excited about that. I got to say, a little spoiler alert for E3, everybody. I got a little inside information.
Ooh,
one word.
Do tell.
Holodeck.
What?
That's it.
Really?
You'll have to wait.
Well, and when we started this podcast, did you think we'd be going to E3 so soon?
No, not at all. It's like we're moving too fast.
It's kind of like we started from the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
We're definitely, now we are here, yes. But it's a quick relationship. I don't know. Is she going to break us?
Probably.
Wow.
We've almost ended the podcast a few times.
Wow.
Are you mad enough?
Infighting.
Big and bad enough?
I don't know if it's a thing of man enough, you know? I think it's just a... I don't know. Well, we'll see where it goes.
So let's go into a round of what you're playing.
Doo-doo. Did we just get sued for the theme song or something? Yeah, what's going on?
What you playing?
Oh my god!
Just and that is, of course, the What You Playing theme song brought to you by Kyle McGuire.
Apparently, wow. I start trends with
straight
the
from the mouth of Corey Vincent,
as performed by Corey Vincent. Let's see. Let's start off with David Andrew Ng. What you playing?
I actually haven't been playing much the last week.
Wow!
I did play a round of League, but that is all I've been doing.
Might as well freaking sell your soul.
I still prefer it to Smash,
whatever. You don't watch Game of Thrones. Get out of my face.
This is true. I do not watch Game of Thrones.
Why you hurt me when you said that.
Why do you prefer it to Smite?
I still think that it feels like there's more strategy involved. I
mean, you know,
like,
insanity.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say Smite feels like, yeah, I can pick up and play. And it was fun. It was great. But like, I just didn't feel like there was the strategy that I have with the laning and like everyone have the specific roles.
When you get beat by a team that uses strategy, you'll see strategy.
And when we get to my round of what you're playing, I'll be sure to explain to everybody what Aaron's talking about. But Steven, what you playing?
Smite.
So you've been converted.
What are you talking about? League never had anything.
No, you've been converted to PC gaming.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of a move, so most of my Xbox stuff's all been like packed away.
So as soon as the Xbox comes out, you're back?
Most likely. I'll probably be playing it until, I mean, unless I run out of stuff to play or get bored, what I have.
Well, games of gold will keep you good there then.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not a sellout like Aaron, Carter.
First of all,
Corey, Vincent.
I'm leaving PC gamers to the promised land. How dare you? How dare you?
Aaron, we think we pretty much all know the answer. What are you playing?
I am playing Smite. And go to nerdreactor.com. Check out this latest Smite Down by Aaron Carter. The new god is out, Kumba Cambra, or whatever his name is.
El Chupacabra.
I haven't got a chance
That is our legend. How dare you?
He's going to be the next one.
I haven't got a chance to fully get to play him, but yeah, the Sleeping Giant, Smite.
What do you mean you didn't get a chance to fully play him? You haven't played him yet.
Yeah.
So I
didn't play him.
Because I haven't fully got to play him yet.
I've played him today.
You haven't even halfway got to play him
yet. I updated the game today, and I went and clicked, and that was about it. So I got to see an animation.
Interesting.
You definitely have to. He's like a support character, I think.
Well, he's marked as a guardian, which in Smite means you're like a tank. But I can see how he could be supported.
Because, like, his like, main damage-dealing move takes forever to hit. And, like, he has, like, a stun that puts everybody to sleep. So it's like you have to time all his moves together pretty good or have backup.
They did some updates and everything, too, but they did not update Ao Kuang.
I noticed that. That's the first fucker I looked for. I was looking for the Ao Kuang nerf.
And he is, like, the biggest person that needs to be nerfed, like him and Zeus, our good friend of the show, Adam C, picked up Ao Kuang as his first champion to buy. And he just, you know, I don't even know if you can call it master when you could just throw a hurricane and kill everybody with no problem.
It literally, we were playing a match and it took half my health.
I've yet to play that character.
Like he is so OP.
We had a nice friendly match for my What You Playing. I've been playing Smite, League. I did one round of Dota, but I don't have enough to judge it. But in the Smite, we had our first time where we had like six people on at once. Mm-hmm. And this is all Video Game Bang members, so it was loud and crazy. But we split off into teams of three, and it was Steven, myself, and our friend Z against Aaron, Jerry, and Javier. And what an epic battle it was.
It was bad luck, Chuck.
You know, I think you guys unreasonably put a lot of the blame on Javier.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Javier fan. Let me get that out there.
I will say this. No, we didn't unreasonably put anything on Javier. He would rush in, die, and then be like, what happened?
Didn't
Where
he
were
have
you
more
at?
Kills than one of you guys?
Yeah,
too,
he did.
He had more kills than you.
This is when he got the most kills, everybody. The last 5 minutes of the match when we were already about to lose.
You guys swore you were still going to win. That's the thing. That's
you
when,
almost did because we were like neck and neck. You killed our Phoenix. We killed yours. And then we rushed
it
you.
It should have been a blowout. If you replace him with somebody that didn't die as much, then that means we're killing
I'm sorry. Corey had me on a team, and I was dying left and right.
He had a squishy character.
I died a lot,
too. Played, first of all, now and listeners will attest to this, he played as Loki, which you do not run up on anybody. He does not engage. Loki,
it was Vermana.
Loki comes back. No, Vermana is a tank.
I don't know how to use that
But he's still, he's a tank. That means you can take a whole bunch of damage. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to
I
use
I literally
him.
Had 22 assists and get, 0 kills.
You can get beat up on all about? Day. That's
Did
what
you
you're
really
supposed
have
to
zero
do.
Kills?
I think I had one.
You can you can probably do that because that's what tanks are there
I think
for.
It was the team. Aaron and Jerry play this game so much that it only made sense for them to have Javier. And then you had the rest of the people who are of reasonable skill on one side. And I'd like to say, I say we were
house. That's
Z
sure.
was Z dominant.
Z is a beast.
Z is beast.
Z is
yeah.
a monster.
With a non-cheap
Asian,
character.
So
no. What with Artemis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a monster with that with her. Yeah, he's a.
And
monster.
You guys had Ao Kong, and you were with your Wukong.
Yeah.
And
well,
we
even when he was
you.
Using Odin, that was ridiculous. Like,
yeah, we banned Odin. Because we didn't want them
no,
cheating
banned
too
Zeus.
Much. Oh, Zeus! Sorry,
yeah, Zeus. Because Jerry was going to use
Zeus. Would have, yeah, he would have wrecked house.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah,
he should have been. He needs to get nerfed hard. Like, yeah.
He well, that match when we played with him, and it was we were playing some random people. He was stealing every kill.
I was
as
on a
Zeus.
Quadra kill. I hit a quadra kill, and then Steven was like, "Hey, are you going to go for the big one?" And I was like, "Yeah, all I got to do is kill this last person right here, right in front of me." So I start wailing on her, just knocking her stuff down. Then all of a sudden, lightning bolt out of the sky, and then Jerry's stupid laugh. I'm like, you...
He stole it.
Mother.
And then did
like,
you die? You died like right after
yeah,
that, too.
Yeah, because somebody respawned and then came and killed me. And that was the end of the match anyway, too. Yeah. We won, but like that was the end of it.
Let me paint the picture for you, David. We were doing the one-lane match, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
And we made a huge push, and we were all in their base. I was the first to die, so I was gone out of the situation. Z was holding them off while Steven was attacking the final beast to win. And Steven had it to within like a quarter of its health, like so close. And then Aaron says, all right, now we got to go rush their base. I come back, Thor ult across the map straight into their base and finish it off.
Yeah.
While they're
and
just
they didn't even
jerking
see
it.
Him.
Yeah, I was gone.
That was a
sneak
attack.
I was still respawning.
They were jerking it, saying, we need to hurry up and get back to their base. And
I
like,
thought everybody was dead. I thought you guys were all still dead. That's why I was like, just rush and, you know, get the, because we took no damage on your Titan. Whatsoever. So
oh, you guys
like,
didn't even make it that
no.
far?
No. Well, no, because we never even made it there. We kept killing the
Phoenix. You killed
the Phoenix
and backed up because Big Giant
up.
Baby
yeah.
was like, what's up?
So I was like, we got to get some type of damage on that thing. So I thought all you guys were dead. And I was like, this is the only chance we're going to get. So rush. But
so that, I just wanted to get that out there that Aaron plays. That'll never happen in League. I think that's part of what David's saying. Me,
what?
Steven, and Z were able to come in and beat you, Jerry,
the
and
game
Javier.
Is...
But if you were to take that around and any of us tried to play against Adam, Mark, and Noel in League, we'd get smashed. There's no way we'd ever get that close.
I wouldn't compare the experience that those three that you just named have with me.
I'm pretty sure you have more time logged...
Not with them with League.
Minute for minute on League than you do Smite.
Well, yeah, that's correct. But they're two different games. They're two
and
different
one is
games.
Easier. That's what I'm saying. With less time,
one,
you can get
I,
way
I
better at Smite.
I wouldn't say one is more open to newer players.
Yeah.
Don't say easier. That makes it sound like, oh.
Like I still haven't figured out how to buy items. And
the fact
do that
Javier
stuff.
Got that many kills with that squishy of a character means.
Loki, the basic Loki, you can get a whole bunch of kills. Like, he's a monster.
He's a high burst
yeah,
character.
He can just throw out damage, no problem. But he just kept getting in front of you guys' faces and doing that
that's
instead
true.
Of going behind
oh,
people.
Man. My highlight was that time Aaron attacked me when I had half health. I think he was like still full pretty much, and I turned the tides and spanked him. Spanked
you
him like a little baby.
You did
oh.
no such thing.
Oh, yeah. I poured baby powder on my hand and spanked him on his little
killed,
bottom.
He killed Javier. I think I had killed like Z, taking massive damage in the mix of it. And then I went after you and almost killed you.
I got props from Steven. He was watching that one. He thought I was dead.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I remember that.
The many of highlights of me killing both of them are still on the internet.
First of
everybody.
All, me and you were going toe-to-toe. And then was it
that.
Jerry or Adam?
No, that was Jerry.
It was Jerry that came in like
that was,
the fight. Oh,
that was
Javier.
Javier. Yeah.
Yeah,
Javier. That was the first time Javier actually tried to gank like a real freaking... You
I
know,
was
Loki
like, because me and you were going toe to toe, and it was close because we were both about to die. So whoever would have got that hit, but he came and like backstabbed me, and it was just 2-on-1.
If you're listening to this and you have not downloaded Smite or League or any of these free games, you're doing yourself a disservice. Go get them, join with your friends, and this is what's gonna happen when you get together. You're gonna be talking about these matches. They're great games, both of them. I know we talk crap about them, but They're both fantastic games. But we got news, everybody. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
What's the news? Bam, bam, bam. What's the news?
Dun, dun,
no,
dun, dun.
No, we don't have a theme song. What,
all right, apparently, you know, all our theme songs have just been deleted or something like that. What
you
happened?
Know, we're going through some new studios. I don't know.
What?
I'm not going to make excuses.
You said
I
that,
don't need
like,
to answer to you.
You said that 7 months ago when you were like, we got a new studio. We're going through some changes.
He just moved his soda can like to the other side of the room.
Tackle, the son of Cromorax in the final Borderlands 2 DLC. Gearbox Software has released its final piece of Borderlands 2 DLC, Headhunter 5, Sir Hammerlock versus the son of Cromorax, is available now via Steam, PlayStation Network, and the Xbox Live Marketplace for just $2.
$3.
$2.99, I round down.
Wow, that's a huge round down.
Wow. David, are you excited about this? Are you going to get it?
I'm probably not going to get it. I haven't been keeping up on the DLC for this game.
And that Headhunters or whatever, that's been like a series, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's five of them. They're pretty short.
Didn't even come with the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, they came out after that. The Game of the Year, I think, missed one of the big DLCs, too.
Cromorax, was that the big guy at the end of one?
That was the General Knox.
General Knox. Yeah. He's the one that kind of led it into the big giant creature fights.
Yeah.
And then 2 kind of took that.
I remember we all got together and like the first time we beat him. And
they introduced pearlescent weapons in that one.
Yeah.
Everything. And then
that was an event when we'd all get together and try and battle Cromorax.
You remember when we first beat it too? It was like, we were like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a raid boss. So yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous because we kept dying. And then it was like one person had a fight to stay alive.
Yeah, I remember the first time losing to it because we went over there and we just started shooting with our best. We thought we were just overpowered playing the game so long. We shot it and didn't take anything away from it. And we're like,
it's like zero.
There's
zero.
No way to beat this character. Like, that's ridiculous.
We had to start getting clever with, like, there was a glitch up there because then you die and then you have to go all the way up that elevator. But there was a spot you can get to on the map where he couldn't hit you and his minions couldn't hit you. Mm-hmm. And so Noel would go over there with his little sniper. Wow, we'd run around and...
The lightning sniper, yeah, that does massive damage to him.
We started doing the trick with the phase walking chick. Where
that's
she would
part
just,
two.
No, she would just run around.
No, him. Oh, no, yeah, like, yeah, she part, yeah, yeah.
Just run around him.
What was the guy, what was the big boss in number 2?
Terramorphous?
Yeah, Terramorphous. I remember soloing Terramorphous.
That one seemed a lot easier than... That one was way easier than Cromorex for some reason.
I don't know. Terramorphous was pretty hard, but once you started exploiting some of those combos,
yeah, which they've gone through and nerfed some of those.
Yeah,
now.
They nerfed that shotgun.
The connect call or whatever, what was it called?
Conference call.
Yeah, I knew it was something with his C.
Oh man, that was so awesome! I farmed that dude by myself.
Yeah, that's probably why I think he was weaker than Cromorex because people were just soloing him with no problem.
I think it was me and you that took out that one dude that was really hard. What was the one that came after that?
Oh, yeah, the guy who is in, like, the mech suit or whatever.
Yeah, duplicates himself.
We had to have a third.
Did we? Yeah. I thought we did it.
Oh, we could have, sure. I don't know. But that was a tough one, too, because didn't he gain health back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found, like, an exploit.
Yeah, you have to, because, I mean, they make these guys, like, unkillable.
Yeah.
That's why people come back to the game, though.
I love that. I love that they did that.
You can only fight him, like, one a day or so, once a day.
They
I didn't like
that.
So
you can't, like, free farm him all day long.
I didn't like that. I don't want to farm all day.
So
sleep all night.
The content sends players to the Wham Bam Island to partake in the largest Headhunter DLC mission released. At the end of your adventure, you will battle a foe that may look familiar. Cromorax Jr., the son of the great crab worm from the secret armory of General Knox, and he was from the original Borderlands, so his son is probably going to be pissed off. For $3, I would totally do that.
Yeah, if I still own the game.
Do you don't own it?
I sold everything for Grand Theft Auto.
You son of a bitch.
Hey.
Is it true those are coming out for the next gen?
The Grand Theft Autos?
Yeah.
I've heard rumor, but I haven't seen anything.
And there's also
solid.
Rumor of the emulator, too. So hopefully that happens.
If the emulator happens, then you might as well just...
Oh, I was just
that,
preparing to burn down Rockstar Games.
Wow.
Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, surpasses 2 million registrations. This week, the PS4 launch of Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, helped the MMO pass the 2 million mark for registered accounts. That's a pretty big deal.
And it's a console.
If you're Obamacare.
Wow. Obama.
No, I did that for Corey.
Yeah, since it came out on the console, that's what gave it its kind of big push. So.
Well, 2 million on a console MMO, that's good though. Signs.
That's registered.
Well, how many people are going to register and not play, you think?
How many people have multiple accounts?
That's another thing there, too.
So
soon? Out of variables, guys.
So soon?
Yeah, you got those hardcore MMO people, if they want like a mule or something like that, then yeah, they'd make their main account and their mule account.
Didn't Adam have like three accounts?
It's worth noting that registrations do not equate to active subscribers, although the base game does require a purchase. So, I guess that'd be a way to tell how many... There is.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, if you continue reading, you'll see more.
According to the translated 4Gamer interview with Mark Naoki Yoshida, in March, around 500,000 people were logging into A Realm Reborn each day.
So that means each of them have four accounts.
There you go. That's math, everybody.
So you might take a day off.
Did I get that right, Gondo? Jesus. I a gold star on that one.
I really wish this story was about...
something you cared about?
Yeah, that too. Elder Scrolls Online. Well, do we know how that's doing?
It's not out.
It's in the beta still.
It's still in beta?
Yeah.
Still in the beta.
Well, see, I put this one in there because this one is a console MMO, and is this a sign towards how the trend of console MMOs might go?
Oh, you know what confused me is I think the NDA is up.
Yes.
So people are streaming it and talking about it now. That's
what
I saw.
Yeah, you can find stream footage anywhere.
And they're starting to advertise it hardcore. Like, even when I turned on the Xbox One the other day, there was an Elder Scrolls Online little ad.
I saw some gameplay footage. I like the combat. It just looks like an Elder Scrolls game.
Does it look like Skyrim?
It does.
Does it feel like Skyrim?
Is it going to hold us over to EverQuest? Or what are we going to do?
I don't even know if I'm doing Elder Scrolls subscription or free for EverQuest next.
Well, you get enough free games. You can just do a subscription on one. Come on, blood.
I love free. Free is free your
Somebody's
mind.
Somebody's got commitment issues. That's
free
sure.
your mind.
That's exactly what it is, Aaron.
What are you talking about?
You can't commit to paying.
No, you haven't.
Something.
What do you mean?
Did you buy the $30 pack yet?
I write the smite down.
You write the smite down. And you don't even have access to all the characters. I should take that from you.
You should.
John Wynn, if you're listening to this, Adam Gotakov.
Oh, somebody that's a League fan that's gone on record and...
What?
Said they like League better than
I like
Smite?
Them both. I'll kick your ass in both games.
No, you won't.
I'll beat you in both.
No, you won't.
We just did the other day.
No, you won't.
Steven and Z got something for you.
Yeah. Okay, you take Javier next time.
That's a handicap.
There's a one-on-one thing, guys. Why don't you
There's
just do
a one-on-one.
That?
All right, let's go.
There's a one-on-one.
We'll stream it.
Yeah,
for all the world to see.
This will be fun.
Let's do this.
Sony to sell all of its Square Enix shares. Is it Enix?
Yeah.
I think it's Enix.
Square Enix. I've been calling it Enix
my whole life. It's Squaresoft.
Squaresoft.
It hasn't been called Squaresoft in years.
Sony announced that it's selling its entire stake of 9.52 million shares of Square Enix, with the PlayStation company booking to gain a 4.8 billion yen in its current fiscal quarter.
That's 47 million for you American listeners out there.
No, this show is really big in China. So I figured.
China use the yen? What?
What do they use in China? David.
Rocks?
I do not know.
Rocks? Bottle caps?
Female children.
Wow.
Ooh, dogs.
Sorry.
That's Korea.
We have to fight
That's
now.
Korea.
Steven.
Sorry, Gondo.
We have to fight.
Wow.
You know it's true.
They have actually the largest population in the world, don't they?
Yeah, we're not going to mess
with
China.
It's the Indian.
It's Indian?
Indian, I think, now. It surpassed them.
At the time of reading, Sony is the third largest shareholder of Square Enix with about 8.2%. Sony says it's agreed to sell the shares to SMBC Nikko Securities, Inc., one of Japan's leading financial security companies. The sale price will be disclosed later. We'll learn more of the reasons behind the sale when Sony announces its full year financial results in about May 14th, mid-May. I don't know. What could be the reason?
Well, Square Enix, from what I remember reading, was like they haven't produced a lot more. They haven't made money, pretty much.
Well, I mean,
what are some of the big Square Enix franchises?
Well, that Tomb Raider barely, they said barely just made the money back from them making
that. That's their biggest one, isn't it? Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy was one. They had that failure of 14.
And that's why they reborn it. Over the previous story. That I mean, some of it the story doesn't really explain Square Enix's, you know, troubles or whatever. It's more of the Sony's type of financial problems.
Just, they need to just release a Rogue Galaxy 2.
Sony's not doing well, so they're going to
yeah.
free Square Enix well, so they don't go down with them.
If exactly. you guys listen to the show back in the day, I was telling you guys all that the console business is a dying industry. You even when you think they're doing good, they're not making money. Just that's just the way it works. They make money off the software, and then with the GameStops of the world and stuff, that's killing it. That's why Microsoft was going for the whole entertainment system thing and trying to do subscriptions for Xbox Music and make their money back through other venues. And why the new PlayStation Network isn't free anymore. They got to start making money somehow.
Read the next bulletins.
Let's see. While the PS4 is doing better than expected, Sony's financial trouble as of late have seen the company's... let's see. That's obviously a word Aaron didn't come up with.
Enact?
Yeah. And someone's cursor is right on it, so I can't read it.
It says Corey Vincent.
This is behind the scenes, guys.
Wow.
He
didn't know the word enact everywhere.
It looked like enact numerous.
Wow. Enact numerous.
The changes to its operations.
oh my God.
Following the sale of its Tokyo offices and several thousands of layoffs earlier this year, Sony announced plans to sell off its VioPC business and overhaul its TV arm into its own subsidiary. Those moves will result in further 5,000 layoffs or so in the next year. Yeah, Sony's hurting, guys.
Yeah, and they're firing people.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, sinking ship.
That's kind of...
For Sony?
For Sony.
Yeah, Sony.
What? Nah, I don't know if it's a sinking ship. That's probably being dramatic, but...
Or Square Enix.
No,
no,
Sony.
This is Sony.
No, this is a Sony
This is
story.
A Sony story, yeah.
Well, I mean, with Sony, I guess they... Because PS3, I guess, was technically a failure, right?
I don't know.
That's what a lot of people said, because it wasn't making...
Profit.
A lot of profit.
Well, none of these consoles really are.
They probably are losing money on the production of the consoles, hoping to make it up in other avenues. That's not a good thing.
What
business.
I'm thinking is that Sony just, their other avenues aren't anything popular. Like, what other Sony
the
product
Vio has,
you...
To me, everybody who has a Sony Vio laptop, I would laugh at. Or a Sony
like,
something,
yeah.
Because it's just the same thing as anything else, same PC, just 3,000, you know, way more expensive.
It's all
overpriced.
Their, all their other products. Like, I was thinking, what Sony product have I ever really owned? And I can't even think of one.
A Walkman.
Not a TV, not a Walkman, not a MP3 player,
not
a PlayStation.
DVD player, Blu-ray
not a,
player.
Nothing. None of that stuff. So I'm like, the other avenues don't seem to be the popular, you know, purchase in that. So they probably leaned really heavy on that console. I mean, because the PS2, you know, was gangbusters. But you can't, you know, you can't lean
Sony,
on the console
Sony,
forever
Sony.
If it's supposed to be, if the consoles are, you know, dying. So.
Maybe they're yeah. wishing they went back on that $400 price point and actually made a little bit more money on those consoles.
What? How do you think going lower on their price point was
going to
make
I mean, going
money?
Higher.
Oh, going higher.
They're probably
higher.
Rethinking
oh, yeah.
how
okay.
low they went. Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody's going to buy it at $600 or $700.
Well,
people
know,
are barely buying Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
That's why the Steam machine's going to take over the world.
I don't know about that, but...
I still feel like I'm going to buy a fancy computer before I buy a Steam
yeah.
machine.
Yeah.
There's not much money in the hardware aspect. People who are doing the software stuff, that's where the money's at.
We'll see when it comes out.
The money's in the cloud, people.
We'll see when
There's
it
always
comes
money
out.
In the banana stand.
What is the cloud? You can't even tell me what the cloud is.
It's this imaginary thing that holds all my
Nobody
data.
Nobody knows what the cloud is.
I'm not putting my money into imaginary things, I tell you that.
Everybody, if you're listening to this and you like the show, why don't you show all your friends about the Video Game Bang? You could be the most hipster gamer on the street with the new Video Game Bang t-shirt available in the Nerd Reactor store.
Ooh.
So if you go to nerdreactor.com, there's a button for the store in the top left-ish area, and you can buy the Video Game Bang t-shirt. Under $20 will help us out with studio upgrades, and we're going to be donating a portion of it to charity. We're still researching charity, so if you know a good one, let us know. But we're looking into maybe Extra Life or there's, I don't know.
Child Play.
Well, we're going to be back after the break with more news, more Aaron Carter, more Steven Gutierrez, David Ng, and myself. Stick around for Video Game Bang.
This is Michael John Malo, composer of Strider. You're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is Stephen Barton. I'm the composer for Titanfall, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Welcome back to Video Game Bang. We were just talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, we were.
And that was an interesting thing. So, Tien, the strongest human in the Dragon Ball Z universe.
Well, that's what the article came down to. It was either Tien or Krillin.
Hercule?
No. Lord, no.
Was it Master Roshi?
Yeah, wasn't Master Roshi a badass?
The old, that 97-year-old guy with the body of a 21-year-old?
He didn't fight Cell and go toe-to-toe with him. Tien did, so.
Tien just was a conjurer of cheap tricks. Like, that blind move will work on anybody with eyes.
Okay. And it's not like they were fighting blind people all the time.
He basically just threw salt in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. He just basically threw dirt. He didn't...
It was a good enough tactic for Goku to take.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it'll help you get away. It blinds him for a good... Like, it's a good stun. You'd use it in every MOBA, I bet.
It's kind of like Krillin, how he was super underpowered, but that blade would cut through just about anything.
No, Tien had that cool
He had the triangle thing. That's what knocked down Cell all the time. Yeah.
Did you guys ever realize that Dragon Ball Z's or Goku's kind of like Superman?
That's what the whole thing is. From alien from space and super powered, yeah. That's why they always pit them together online. Or versus each other.
So stupid.
It's the grandfather of them all. It's the grandfather of all animes, you know. There were plenty before, definitely. But the one to take it to the next level and add the Z at the end.
It was just, laser beams. More useless dialogue because nobody cares.
Fight for seven episodes.
I'm going to shoot.
It was great. It was never like that. Wow, good Lord.
Over 9,000.
It was good. What? It was good. If you can name
an entire
anime.
That was an entire episode.
An anime now that the creator didn't get influenced by Dragon Ball Z.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'd be... astounded. I said the creator. I don't know about the actual storylines.
Harmonix has grand plans to bring back Rock Band Dance Central this generation.
All right. Who's
I
ready to
Dance
pick up?
Dance Central didn't go away.
Are you serious? Yeah, it stayed around a little.
Central is the best dance game.
It was awesome. It is.
It's a party game right there.
That's a party game.
It's fun.
You want to get the party started, put in Dance Central.
But are you guys ready for some Rock Band to come back?
I don't know about that one. Will my old peripherals work? Because I still have all that shit in my garage.
No.
I literally was about to throw away my Guitar Hero drum set.
This one, you'll actually have to buy real instruments and hook them up to your...
No.
So they're going Rock
Smith?
I was kidding you, yes.
I was going to say, I'll do that.
I don't know what
it is. Yeah, Guitar Smith.
Rock Smith. I've tried that one. It's actually a cool little learning tool.
Yeah. But, I knew a guy who's actually teaching himself guitar with it.
Who?
I'm not going to say your names. Yeah. Okay. We don't need to blast
no
him
names
out
of there.
Frank.
It's nobody you guys know.
Frank.
Counting.
Nobody you guys know.
It's David. He was trying to teach himself how to play guitar on that.
I wish.
No, I'm like, everybody has gone through this whole phase before, and we see where it ends with all the junk in your garage. Why are we going to go through it again?
I think, honestly... I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've been in the music world. I know a lot of musicians. And when those games got popular, there was an influx of people who started to learn real instruments, like especially drummers, because drumming from Rock Band and Guitar Hero almost directly moves to drumming on a full drum kit. Like, that's the easiest leap. I mean, the whole game is just a rhythm game, but the drums, you're really playing the drums on some of those songs. And so it was kind of embarrassing how many, some of my friends were like, really catching up to me. I've been playing drums for 10 years and freaking Mark Griffin or something, or one of my other friends from the past would start playing and have some skills.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You guys remember Mark Griffin?
Yeah.
Clearly they've never played Triangle Hero.
Wow.
That is the best one. And it was the hardest.
During a PAX East keynote address, Harmonix CEO Alex R, we'll call him.
Rodriguez.
Keep his name as, keep it.
Bender's cousin.
Since we're not using full names. Expressed an intention to bring back his company's popular Rock Band and Dance Central franchises on the PS4 and Xbox One. The Rock Band and Dance Central franchises are near and dear to our hearts and our minds, he says. We have grand plans to bring them back. We're going to bring them both back, guns blazing, and at some point coming this console cycle.
I wouldn't buy it.
Music are you going to put on
Dance
there?
I think Dance Central is going to be a good choice because
ASAP Rocky.
It's just fun. As long as they're not going to do the emulator, you can sell it to someone. But I think that, the Rock Band is kind of a stretch because you do have to buy all those big peripherals.
Yes.
And we all know that those collect a lot of dust in between.
It's Air Guitar Hero.
When we worked at GameStop, how many people came in with their
Can I trade this drum set in?
Oh, I was happy to point them. Like, we don't take that shit in.
Yeah.
And then they just...
You can go to just about any Salvation Army and find one.
That's terrible.
Every time I go to Salvation Army, I see a Guitar Hero guitar.
And the red pad just broken. Doesn't work anymore.
Some news for me and David. If you, Aaron and Steven, want to step out of the room, Magic 2015, Duel of the Planeswalkers is announced, everybody.
Woo.
Wizards of the Coast has announced that its latest entry in the annual digital card game, Magic 2015, Duels of the Planeswalkers. Magic 2015 will be available this summer on the 360, Xbox One, PC, iPad, Android, and Kindle. It's awesome that every year they come out on a new device.
And it's also in your mother's basement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cut me deep.
Because it's true.
Shut the hell up. The tagline for this year's title entry is Hunt Bigger Game and revolves around Guruk Wildspeaker, which is nice that they're giving Chandra a break.
Yeah, because she was the star of the last two or three.
Yeah, they always put it on her shoulders.
When I read this article...
Why did you put this in there? I knew Corey
right. would... I always got to throw... You throw the dog one bone. You got to throw... when I was reading it and I saw that revolves around... I was like, Garrick? Wildspeaker? And I was like, I bet you when he reads, he's going to just flow through it like it's really English.
It is.
Because we usually stumble over names on this show, but that one...
No.
Like Garrick Wildspeaker of the Wildspeaker clan.
That's terrible.
The game will feature the ability to build custom decks, an enhanced deck builder, and premium booster packs.
Whoa, that's revolutionary right there.
You know,
I hope that this is a real deck builder.
It was revolutionary in theory.
The last one was really terrible.
I wish they would stop coming out on a year basis and just.
Me too. I wish they would stop coming out at all.
So you say they're Maddenizing the.
They are Maddenizing
experience.
It. I wish they'd make one. Let it go, and then just supplement it with booster packs, and like just like they do the card game, make the digital card game.
Well, the thing with this is, though, that each time they release it, it usually corresponds to the release of a new card set.
Yeah.
So this is like all the time, every time they do it, it's all these new cards that they're trying to get you hyped for, and then it usually comes out a few weeks before the card releases. So then you get all excited, and then you go out to the card shop, and you're like, oh, I saw this card, and this was awesome. I want to do this one, and I want to make this combo happen.
Yeah.
But then you can't use the stuff from the previous years, right?
No. That's the lame part.
Yeah.
Well, that part is... I don't know how lame it is, because then you'd be what Yu-Gi-Oh! Is, and that's lame.
I thought the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game did a lot of things right. Are you talking about as a card game?
Yeah.
Oh, as a card game, Magic does everything right that Yu-Gi-Oh! Screwed up. Yu-Gi-Oh! Butchered their game.
But it started off amazing.
It started off okay. And then they completely screwed it up with when it started with the synchros.
Synchros
all went down
definitely, hill. Like you can summon a full field.
There's no more Heart of the Cards.
That's when it turned into League of
there
Legends.
Isn't.
Like,
there's no more Heart of the Cards.
I swear to you, as nerdy as that sounds and everything, there is no more Heart of the Cards.
It's true.
Like, if they drew an episode right now, he would never just hold his hand for five episodes on the deck to pull a card waiting for the Heart of the Cards to do anything. He'd probably pull him like, up, Synchro, let me just pull out five more monsters.
Nine-year-old kid with rich parents would fuck Yu-Gi-Oh!
Like,
over every single time.
But see, it's not even like that. Like,
trying to come at me with Black Magician.
That's how, you know, it was dark. This is how card games usually
I have
goes.
Garruk Wildspeaker, you have
wow.
Black Magicians.
Dark Magician.
Whatever. Whatever. Wow.
Black people seem bad.
This is supposed to be
Black magicians over there.
African American magician.
Wow.
Does that make you feel better?
No, it doesn't.
Can you hand me that African American pen over there?
But they all card games, I say in ways like that. They'll have the little kids be like, Mom, I want that card. It costs $300. I'm like, all right, whatever, Cody.
Like, why is it Cody?
Because they're white.
Jamal ain't about to get a $300 card, I tell you that.
Jamal, we gotta feed the family.
Maxwell, exactly. Why something so close to my name?
No. But they'll buy it and they'll go out and play. But I think what broke Yu-Gi-Oh! Literally was the speed of the play. It used to be a lot slower, and that's why I even played Magic for a little while, because Magic, you had to think a little bit more than you do with Yu-Gi-Oh! At the current state it is. With Yu-Gi-Oh! Definitely, in the beginning, we used to play, and me and Dominique would try to put his combos right next to each other in the deck. And combos were very rare back in the early stages of Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, very rare. But now that it's so quick, you can throw out stuff like with no problem. Like it's just it's bad.
Were you guys saying the cards don't like go out of phase? Like every card but that they've ever made is legal?
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was actually beneficial before synchros, because they would come out with new cards and they'd be powerful, but then you'd have this card like from way back in the day that nobody really even thought of, and you could bring that back and it could totally screw up something new. And so that just made things not obsolete, you know, it just made people search harder for those rare cards. I mean, I think the time where I knew where I was definitely out of it is when we would go to card shops and I was asking for one card. And all these kids were like, I have no idea what that card is. Does that exist?
You're old.
And they had to Google search it and stuff like that. And
what's
I was
a
like,
dark magician?
It's like, you little bastard. Get away from me. And so I was like, yeah, I'm done.
What's a 10,000? Was it 10,000-year-old dragon?
Yes.
See, I know Yugi. I know my shit.
But see, like 10,000-year-old dragon would never. Time Wizard actually could still be beast nowadays.
That was a combo, right? That was one of the combos you were talking about.
Yeah, but you would never.
The baby dragon.
You would never use that.
The fusion?
Yeah. You would fuse it into a weaker monster.
You needed a polarization?
Yeah.
You needed like eight cards.
Yeah, and that's what made it, because you would be hoping that the next card that you pulled was that card you needed.
And then Blue Eyes just. Yeah, screw up everything.
Blue Eyes used to be the main thing. Well, the crack strongest blue eyes. Weapon. How am I gonna get past
Charizard?
Now it's like you have a card with no effect in your deck.
Exactly.
Back in our day, Yu-Gi-Oh was a man's game.
Oh my gosh,
it was fair.
I swear, I feel like, and they try to save it, I guess, by having like this little random pack pool thing, but that didn't even save it.
Well, Magic the Gathering, if you guys want to join me and David in this world, it's an amazing game. I love Magic. It's a card tease.
I enjoy it.
Because it's very beautiful artwork. I'll give it that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The thing I
artwork.
Love about the video game version is like I spend $15, mm-hmm. which is the equivalent of 3-4 booster packs, mm-hmm. and I get access to at least 10 different decks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, there's always someone online.
I was going to say, a lot of different
there's always
opponents.
Someone playing.
And they made co-op easy and fun.
Oh, yeah, the co-op is awesome.
That's how we learn the rules. That's how come when we go to play with people who never played the game, we're like, no, you fucking can't do that.
Yeah.
How do you know? Because I can't do it on the game, dick.
Yeah.
And they made the game.
Yeah, and they made the game. You can't break the rules.
Yeah. We got into an argument with one group
about
it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's why
we almost came to blows.
That's why I quit card games.
Well,
he's like that moment of silence right there.
Well, you know what? I kind of wanted. Yeah, never mind. We got some Bang Bites, everybody. Steven, Bang Bite theme song.
Bang Bites. Boom, boom, boom.
Well,
Bang
Bites. It's the same,
the same song.
I panicked.
He's recycling.
And
you can sue him.
He's like, what you playing? Boom, boom, boom.
I was trying to pull up the notes.
Wow.
Now, this is kind of interesting. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 credits have an X-Men scene.
Has everybody seen that first fight scene?
No.
You
I don't
want
to watch it. I like for the same reason I didn't watch the first 10 minutes of Cap when it was leaked online. I didn't want to watch anything.
Well, this was put out by the actual company.
I don't care.
What was it?
It's the X-Men Days of Future Past. It's just like 2 minutes of the first fight scene versus a Sentinel. And they show the future Bishop, Sunspot, Iceman, Blink, and
Colossus.
And they show them getting ready to engage a Sentinel.
So you don't even see then.
Well, you get to see Iceman do his ice slide. That looks pretty cool.
Wait,
I like that.
This is footage from the Amazing Spider-Man 2
video game.
This is footage from the actual movie. Days of Future Past.
It's going to be tagged along to the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 movie. At the end of it, that's when they'll give you a clip of the new movie.
So is this Sony?
But Sony doesn't own X-Men.
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe this is Sony and Fox like maybe shaking hands.
Trying to dethrone...
They can't dethrone what's already
awesome.
No,
they can't dethrone.
Absolutely. Did everybody see the last trailer at least for...
Yes, I watched that today.
I did not watch that today.
For Spider-Man?
I saw that it was posted up.
Almost wanted to throw up.
For X-Men?
Almost wanted to
throw
up.
Yeah, I watched it.
The Quicksilver, I was extremely pissed off.
They're trying to make him the Flash.
And it looks so dumb.
They're trying to make him a comic relief character.
That's not
his character at all.
It's the whole... this is their whole thought process, what I'm thinking. Well, from what I saw, it's the whole... One man needs to get a team to do something, so he goes around and a montage of me getting all these superpowered people.
And
that's what you
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh crap, we need somebody quick. Well, who do you know that's quick? I don't know, Quicksilver. Let's go get Quicksilver.
He's got quick in his name.
Yeah. So let's go get Quicksilver. And then they show a little quick montage of, oh, what can you do? Oh, I can run fast. Oh,
like, and through the whole time, I'm sure Professor X is going to be like, will I do it? No, I won't. Yes, I will.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, I won't.
Yeah, the whole time he's probably going to just have some internal struggle. And then the last person they need to get is Magneto, who's in the Pentagon. And we all die a little inside is what happens. That the movie is... It's going to be... I like the fight scene.
I think that fight scene you're talking about is the exact same one that's supposed to be at the end of Spider-Man 2. Don't quote me, but I think that's
it most likely will be. But I didn't even like how they did Bishop's powers. He has like a giant gun that looks like it's strapped to him. And then he's like, Sunspot. And then he grabs Sunspot's hand. Sunspot burns it or does his power in it, so he absorbs it. Then it goes to the gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like...
He transferred it to the gun?
Yeah, I was like, didn't Bishop just... redirected?
Yeah, he just shoots it out of his hand, usually.
So, what do you need the gun for, Bishop? There it is. There it is. Blink's power is pretty cool, though.
Blink's power is inside awesome the, in the comic books.
In the movie, it's pretty cool. Because she just, like, warps people into the fight and then, like, out of the fight and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, that was pretty cool. Like, they showed her open one for, I think, Colossus. And he just, like, jumps into the fray and stuff like that. Or, no, it was for Iceman because he jumps through and then he slides everywhere.
Oh,
and that was pretty
awesome.
Cool. So, they did a good... job with that, but I'm still disappointed.
I just don't see how they're gonna tie Spider-Man to the X-Men.
I don't think they are. I think it's just gonna be like, so like Marvel does teaser? Those how Marvel does the after the credit scenes. It's gonna be when you're watching Spider-Man, if you stick around, you're gonna see some X-Men
scenes. So basically it's a bonus trailer at the end of the movie instead of the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's not tied at all to their franchises.
No.
But to me, that's saying that the possibility's out there that they
one could buy the other.
I don't know.
Or that they'll make a joint effort. Together.
They'll make a
joint? But I don't want to see...
Wolverine versus the Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't know how much I'd care to see Spider-Man, especially in that X-Men universe.
Exactly.
Nor would I care to see those X-Men in any universe, even my universe.
Yeah,
I don't want them... I'm pissed that they're in this universe that we're having right now.
If we're going to join the Marvel universe together, just do it under Marvel.
Let Marvel take it.
Yeah. Because I know Marvel's The Avenger 2, when they come out with their Quicksilver.
I didn't read through all the notes here, but did you see the Black Panther stuff?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they teased that there might be a Wakanda reference in Age of Ultron.
They're
talking about maybe casting a Black Panther.
I saw a What You Missed, I think, was in the Avengers movie. Or something, but it was a whole bunch of stuff where... Oh, no, it was Superman. Never mind.
Wow. Okay.
It was like what
way
you...
Way off.
It was like what you missed in Superman. Like, they had a Wayne Tech building or something like
that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw it was him. I would like that dude. Dude from 42 or whatever.
Yeah.
He might, yeah.
Chadwick Boseman.
He might be a good T'Challa.
I swear that I think Black Dynamite would just fit in that movie so well.
Yeah,
he'd be
a part of the council. I thought it was a large council. There's a large council of black actors.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
Whoopi.
They're all there. Like, you have to. It would be so epic if
Bill
you got
Cosby.
Every black elite actor to be
Denzel
in this
Washington.
Movie.
All right, Panther.
Do you know?
All right.
Do you know how awesome that would be?
To get every
elite one. Every elite one. That would be just the most amazing. Because if you think of Wakanda, when I think of Wakanda...
You think Danny Glover.
You think a technically advanced...
Yeah, get you over this shit.
A culturally, technically advanced nation, right? Like, the cream of the crop. And...
Don't forget Selfish.
Like, you... I mean, hey.
Instead, they're just going to get 2 Chainz.
Yeah, like,
yes. Terrible.
I swear, if I see Drake in a Daishiki, I'm going to be pissed off. You better get good actors to go in there. James Earl Jones needs to make a cameo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, if he was just the third Black Panther and he takes off the mask and he's like, yeah,
he should be like the former king or something.
Yeah, like 4 kings ago or something.
4 kings ago.
What I really want is I want them to show Cap and Panther meet.
Oh, that
like,
fight?
Yes.
You want that fight to go down?
Because I think that would be a good way to like segue it in. Is them mention something, and then Cap like, oh, yeah, I had a run-in with him.
But do you think they'll downplay his bossness?
I hope not. It seems like I think they have a full-fledged Panther movie in the cards, so they got to make him badass.
Yeah, like I don't see them really pumping up. Oh, King of Wakanda. I think they're probably going to do like a loner thing.
Nah, I hope not. No,
exiled from Wakanda. They'll probably pick up from where
that T'Challa cartoon, that Black Panther cartoon. Oh my gosh, was awesome.
That was.
There's all the material you need for Black Panther 1.
But see, I don't see them drawing on that. Like that was a motion comic, so they just got it, you know, from a comic book.
Yeah,
I don't see them. I see them trying to make a movie out of this, and then not. Portraying how, you know.
No, I think Marvel has done a really good job with their movies.
They do. I you know, but it's just, it worries me.
I don't know how
they
would introduce him first, but I could totally see them doing something similar to that motion comic as a standalone Black Panther movie.
I love LeVar Burton in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the cream of the crop of black actors all need to be in Rally right now.
Oprah.
Black actors. Yes. She needs to be his mom or something. Like, it needs to be, they all need to be in there. Every high.
You
A
get
quality.
Vibranium. You get vibranium.
That's terrible.
Everybody gets vibranium.
And she's throwing daggers at everybody. Yeah.
Like, it just needs to, that's how it needs to be. To get that epic, like, this is, okay, this guy is, you know, a serious deal. He's
Tyler
over.
Perry?
No.
No, that's where you draw the line,
unless,
huh?
Unless he's the court jester or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be Medea's gonna walk in.
Yeah, that's why I don't want that.
Black Panther.
That's why
I'm your
I don't
mama,
want
baby.
That. No.
Come on.
I have nothing against Tyler Perry, but you're not in Wakanda.
You're not allowed
Tyler.
To have anything against Tyler Perry. No. You will end up missing.
He's a successful, you know, man.
The Black Illuminati.
More,
the Black Illuminati. He's sitting on the board.
More power to it, but I don't want to see any rappers that can't act.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
Lil Weezy.
I don't need to see that in
do you,
there.
Do you want Ludacris?
I want serious. Ludacris can
be on the council.
Tyrese?
I was going to say, like, if they're actors that are, you know, like that, they can be when T'Challa goes to America and meets, you know, Americans.
You want it to
like
be
that.
Coming to America?
50% of the cast coming to America should be in this movie.
Arsenio.
Yes. He should say, you know, or he should be in it, definitely.
Ooh, they pass through Zamunda.
That would be epic. A cameo? That would be epic.
Oh, God.
But whichever I don't know. You like. But do you get what I'm saying, though?
Do you
like,
think, here's
the
a question for Aaron.
Of Wakanda needs to come through in this movie.
With the right cast, if they did get a few namers, do you think that the Black Panther movie would be promoted to the same crowd it is now? Is it going to be still the same old
question.
White guys, me and David
that,
in there?
That's a good question.
Or are you going to be stealing off the Tyler Perry crowd?
That's a very good question, because I don't know how many Black Panther fans there are in the comic book world, because it, at the end of the day, it is a comic book movie.
How many black dudes from like the 60s are going to go there thinking it's a revolutionary with
what
their
the
gloves?
Hell is this?
Sorry, I messed
so
up.
So you know
black
what?
It,
who the hell is T'Challa?
You know what? It's most likely going to happen.
Patronize me.
It's going to introduce the collaboration movies, the Captain America, Black Panther combined.
Do you think the Versus movies? Is that where we're going?
Not. I wouldn't say Versus, but them like where they team up. Smaller than Avengers, but bigger than Iron Man 3.
That's phase,
you know what I'm saying?
Phase 4 or whatever.
Like that's where seven. I think it's gonna go.
4.5.
That would be epic to see two of your favorite ones just team up together and be like, you know, this is the Black Widow and
Iron Man and Hulk.
Iron Man movie or something like that. Hmm. But I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm gonna have to. That might spawn an article. Who do you market Black Panther movie to? Because, I mean, of course, the comic book people are going to go watch it, but you want
do you
this
think
to be
a lot? Do you think a section of the comic book people would not go see it?
No.
You don't think?
No. I don't think comic book fans.
I wouldn't expect anything like that.
Yeah, I think comic book fans they're open. It's their story. It's their world.
They will have to do it to where it's you're bringing it back to America.
But it's like.
That's the only way they can
well,
market
he goes
it to
America.
Every, well, that's what I'm saying. They'll have to do that. They can't just make it in a Wakanda.
It'll be like
he's going to have to go on a mission.
You need
come
to
out
introduce
here.
The character, I think, in America, maybe meet some of the characters we already know. And then after that, you can gauge how popular he is to either be a part of the team in future movies or have his own standalone title where you go back to his country and
so
rule.
So root him in and then
Him out. So do you see an established Black Panther? Like, because the comic book that I have, he's in America right now. Like,
Marvel goes through, when they do their storylines, they dedicate the full movie to the backstory. Like, if you look at all these, the first Captain America was basically the whole backstory of Captain America. Yes. They did the same in Thor, Iron Man. So if they gave Black Panther the spotlight, I don't think it'd be like a coming to America thing and with the new characters. I think it would be a straight up, like, the story of when the king dies and there's a tournament. and it'll be based on that tournament to see who the new king's going to be, and there's going to be some shady stuff going on.
Is that what's going on?
You didn't see the origins?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
There was a tournament
to see who's going to be the next Black Panther, and they fight the previous Black Panther, and T'Challa has the mask on.
So he is Wonder Woman. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, just black and male. So, yeah. But no, oh my gosh. Now I got to go research and see who's,
who's going to go see this?
I'd go see it. But
yeah, I'd see it.
I'm telling you, the prestige of Wakanda, I don't know if they can portray. Because think about what is the biggest. I wasn't really in awe when I saw Asgard.
Really?
I wasn't either. No. I could care less.
It seemed like a giant empty hall.
It looked beautiful.
Or is the throne room supposed to be just a giant empty area with him and?
Are you talking about like the when they're scanning out from the city line and you see the whole freaking Asgard looking in all its glory?
You know another
You're talking
one?
About the throne room where you want like crowds of people all the time in there?
Well, not all the time, but at least a shot. I mean, another underwhelming.
It's this giant city and two
underwhelming
people.
One, and it just could be just a testament to its actual movie, but the Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, yeah, when I saw Oa for the first time, I was like, "That's Oa! Like, that looks like San Francisco, just with green all over the place."
Yeah,
that's San Francisco and Saints.
I think Asgard looked way better than that.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. I mean, the only part that I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool," was whenever they all did the little core thing and they put their rings in the air. That was cool. You know, I got to see the full core. You know, with their chant and everything. But and shout out to my cousin who. Actually, he put Blackest Day and Brightest Night in his wedding.
Really?
Yeah, the preacher...
It's part of his vows?
The preacher was like, do you take, Alfred, Kumar in? He said... Oh, no. He did the Green Lantern one, but when the preacher said, you take, your wife through sickness and health, he said, Brightest Day or Blackest Night. And then I saw him, giggle, and then
That's
I was
awesome.
Laughing.
That's
and
awesome.
Nobody else got it. Like, not, and maybe his groomsmen got it and stuff, because, they all know. But nobody else, and I was like, that was pretty cool. You got the Green Lantern thing.
I would totally put that
in. Do you think that was by accident, or do you think he,
No, he told him to do it. He told him to do it.
David, have you seen Cap yet?
Yes, I just saw it this weekend.
Yay!
Review? Quick review?
Has anybody, in one word.
I liked it.
Okay.
Have you seen it, Steven?
Amazing.
Did you see it, Steven?
Yeah.
And Aaron,
I have not
seen
it
anyways.
No, I'm going to see it because I've heard it's the greatest Marvel movie
so far. Do you know
all
the spoilers?
No, I don't know the spoilers.
So
that's
we
why
can't talk about it.
You can't talk. No.
Did you watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right after?
No, not yet. It's saved.
I did.
What do you think,
you
David?
Both of them.
The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is okay.
No, what do you think of Cap?
Cap, I thought it was great.
Do you think it was the best?
The best Marvel movie?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I swear, that's what it's been getting. It's.
I don't know. I mean, it's really fun. It's got a lot of energy. I still got to give it up to Avengers because I love the team.
What about Fury's performance?
Fury was great.
That was classic Nick Fury.
I want his damn SUV.
Nick Fury's the
shit.
All right, I got to watch this movie.
Let's get some bang bites in there. Call of Duty Ghost is getting a $3 DLC where Snoop Dogg will announce all of your kills.
Buy it.
It's coming out to the Xbox first. $3 for Snoop Dogg.
The bomb bezel's best explizzle.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually. I could see
that. That would be so terrible if he said that. The bomb bizzle was about to explode. I'm like, what? What's going on? I don't know what's happening.
You just won a match. Let's go relax with some sticky.
Wow.
ZeniMax Media Files trademark for Nuka-Cola.
Yeah.
Woo! So are we going to get real life Nuka-Cola?
I don't know. Are we? We're going to get some. It's going to be an energy drink. You know it.
Yeah.
Nuka-Cola.
Wow, how come you give them a good theme song? You give us a shit theme song. Let's see. Pre-order Wolfenstein The New Order and you get Team Fortress 2 hats.
People still play Team Fortress 2, apparently.
Wait, like in real life I get a hat?
No. Minecraft PS3 edition is going to get a retail disc next month.
There you go,
Nobody
Corey.
Cares. Blue Beetle is being added to Infinite Crisis roster.
There
you go.
I want them to do more on that.
Pretty interesting.
Jaime Reyes.
Future League of Legends update will make bots behave more like human players.
I just read the forum for that. Actually, it sounded kind of interesting.
Fable anniversary lead designer leaves Lionhead Studios.
A long time ago.
No, that's not.
Get your ass out of there.
He's
going to
be working with Peter now.
Yeah, exactly. Go be a bum with that idiot.
Wow.
Google's modular smartphone gets a January 2015 launch date.
You can finally sell your phone and get a better one.
Nope. Windows, baby. Ride or die. I got my Cortana. I love her.
You mean just die?
I think I almost turned into him, the movie Him. Hearthstone iPad version.
It's her, you dummy.
And that's why he has a smartphone by Windows, everybody.
You must have binged that.
He must have binged that.
Hearthstone's iPad version now available for download on the App Store worldwide. So if you have an iPad, enjoy Hearthstone.
Is it free?
You know, it hurts him every time we talk about Windows.
It does. It does.
He cries.
It hurts my feelings.
He's like, Elizabeth, they made fun of my phone again.
We were doing something, and he's like, let me bing that. I was like, why? You have Google. I said, oh, my God, it's Google down? Oh my God!
You guys are idiots.
Oh my God!
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining the show. We're gonna get out of here now.
I got a story about Warcraft.
Video game bang. 2014, doing it big. Take it easy, guys.
Lay
bang,
I do lay you bang. Hey,
let me bang again, man.
I lay you bang. I lay you bang.
Let me bang.
Lay you bang. Now go fuck yourselves.